anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/Rogers Eclectic Journey.
I was out to get myself gainfully employed. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there.
Welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. I have good news for you. God loves you even when you're walking away from Him. So my opening prayer, Father, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word. The Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, what is God's nature like? We look at that, and what is His thoughts towards you? We said God's nature is kindness. We see this in Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. And Psalm 138:8. The Lord will work out His plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me. Psalm 86:5. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. See, friends, God in heaven having created us with eternity in our hearts and knowing that we would live somewhere forever, saw a dilemma of his eternity and our mortality. The eternal past, God said, what shall we do? Every human being is going to live somewhere forever. I want them to come and live with me. But because of their failure and sin and rebellion, I cannot bring them here. What shall we do? Almighty God took his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. Go down, he said, to earth and live there for a period of time. Will you live a perfectly righteous life? And will you take upon yourself their sin? Will you die in their place? Will you allow eternity to touch time and place called Calvary? And he did. Jesus Christ came in the fullness of time, born of a Virgin Mary, and he joined the human race. He was God's eternal Son coming to live in this realm of time and space. The eternal Son of God ascended Golgotha one day, hung on a cross while the Romans crucified him. He spilled out his crimson blood for us, died as Christ the eternal God, dying for our stead in a moment of time. And he rose again 3 days later. Now the price has been paid. Your sin has been paid for, and God wants to take what was wrought for us in time and turn it into eternity. He wants you to say yes to his offer of salvation, eternal life and heaven. Have you done that? We see in loved one, our eternal God and guide, Jesus Christ, warns us of eternity, but also rushes to save us from our sins. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We worship an eternal God, and we worship him with great intensity because he sent his eternal Son into the zone of time to provide us a way to share in his eternal life. Don't neglect, friends, such a great salvation. Follow me in the simple prayer where you can confess your sins, acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and receive the gift of eternal life offered from before the foundation of the world. Jesus said in John 3:6:47, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has eternal life. Friend, that's something only an eternal God can promise. And Romans 10:9-13 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. And fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached. And remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so that we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. We see remember this from Romans 103:17. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. So friends, you can pray this every day over yourself. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free from all condemnation. And remember, you are his child and he loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. You are precious to him. You are his treasure. Okay, right. Today's reading, we go to 1 John 4:10. It says that this is real love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So the message here is this is real love. See, real love is not our love for God, it's God's love for us. When we try to perform to gain his love, the problem is that we never measure up. There'll always be something we can't do right, some reason we can't feel good about ourselves. Why don't you take the pressure off and receive real love, God's love for you? That's what the lady was when she was caught in the act of adultery in the Bible in John chapter 8. When her religious accusers walked away, failing to condemn her, Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." See, he didn't say, "Go and change your ways, quit giving in to temptation, and then I'll love you. Then I'll be for you." Just the opposite. He first said, "I don't condemn you." Before he talked to her about her behavior, before he addressed the issues, Jesus made sure she knew she was the one that he loved. So my prayer for you today is that, Father, thank you that your love is real and that they need to change and need they change in their life. Thank you that you sent Jesus as a sacrifice to take away our sins, that they might receive your love as a gift. They receive it now and believe they are the one you love. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this part of the message, we are going to be praying for the sick. See, God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. So focus on God's word, not on physical symptoms. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in everything make your requests known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will keep guard over your heart and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Go to Matthew 11:4-5. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John what the things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear." So there's some testimonies here of three doctors who had seen before and after prayer, the prayer for leprosy. He said that it's caused by an organ of the according to that of tuberculosis, and particularly attacks the organism, attacks the nerves and skin. In every case, noted that the hands and fingers were previously insensitive to touch, received immediate return of sensation after prayer. This instant return of sensation, in my opinion, was a creative miracle. We see healings that go beyond the understanding and explanation of the medical profession. We cannot explain miracles clinically. Healings and miracles, as occurred in the days of Jesus, occurred today. As a medical practitioner, I can confirm witnessing such events. And there was a preacher in an open air meeting, and he said, "I was preaching and holding onto a leper's hand, and suddenly the words once again flooded into my mind, 'You are contagious goodness.' I turned to the crowd and said, 'Each one of you would be afraid to touch this leper. You would be scared of catching what he's got. Men of God do not need to be afraid of leprosy. Leprosy is afraid of us. I'm not going to catch what he's got. He's going to catch what I've got.' For about 8 years, contagious badness had been flying through this man. However, in a few short seconds, the contagious goodness flowed in, and he caught the healing and was set free. One of the doctors went on to say that, "I don't believe any doctor in the world is able to do these things, and I don't have any medical explanation for such happenings. Only God can do this in his love for humanity." Every time we speak God's word, every time we lay hands on ourselves or other people, you are releasing contagious goodness. When we come in contact with sickness, there is nothing to fear. You are not going to catch something from them. They are going to catch something from you. You are contagious goodness. In John 14:12, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works, because I go to my Father." See, we are called to do the works of Jesus, to proclaim his message, to do his deeds. Matthew 4:23-25 said, "Now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and he brought them all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them." In Luke 4:32, "And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority." We see this in Matthew 12:28. "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." And Luke 10:1-9 says that, "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go, and healed sick who were there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." 1 Corinthians 4:20, "For the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power." See, friends, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He's the demonstrator of God's word. We see in Romans 8:2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." I've said this testimony before, but John G. Lake, this is a testimony. John G. Lake, a missionary to South Africa in 1908 to 1913, a horrific bubonic plague broke out. Doctors asked John G. Lake, how did he protect himself from the deadly plague? He just said, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." The doctors were unconvinced. So Lake insisted doing a microscopic experiment on him. They took the bubonic plague foam from the lungs of a dead person and put it under a microscope, and the diseased cells would still live, and they were. If they put the foam in Lake's hand and then looked at under the microscope, they saw that all the diseased cells instantly died, proving what Lake said was true. "For the law of Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death." We see in Galatians 3:13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us." And the curse includes fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, and any sickness. We are redeemed by Jesus Christ. He is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus freed us from the curse of the law, friends. So I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Remember Romans 8:11. "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you," and he does, "he who raised Christ from the dead will also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." So lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray, and believe you receive, and you will have. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, all infirmities, in the name of Jesus, I bind and I break your power. I command you to loose them, Lord, and set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a miracle, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Release your anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, touching them right now, being healed and made whole. Internal organs, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I curse these infirmities. Let the fire of God go right through your body, Lord. Let all pain go now. Be healed and made whole. Set them free, Lord, by the power of your blood. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. And we thank you, Lord, that you're touching them right now. You're from heaven. You're anointing from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Seizures. I curse these seizures. Whatever is problematic in the brain, let the connections be created, be healed and made whole. Let a creative miracle take place by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, being healed and made whole. Creative miracle. Lord, cancers and growths. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded to dry up the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die at the roots. I command you to dry up. Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Let every trace of cancer die. Let the anointing of heaven give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Thank you, Lord, it's being healed right now. Touch them right now in those areas, being healed. The blood's being healed right now in Jesus Christ's name. The power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Broken hearted and broken emotions, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I break every wicked word that's been spoken over their life. I command you be healed and made whole. I command shalom. Fill their heart with your goodness. Fill their mind with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven heal them and guide them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Well, friend, the divine healing can be instantaneous. We heard that today. But it can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. Have faith that it's going to happen in Jesus Christ's name. Other things to look for is that make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. There's a neurologist said that over 80% of all sicknesses are from our emotions. We must forgive, Lord. Don't hold on to any grudges or being vindictive. Don't be fearful. Let worry go and let it go in Jesus Christ's name. And so my final prayer today for you, today's blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live today knowing you are a child of God. You're in God's kingdom and your eternal soul is in the hand of the Lord, and no one can pluck you out. That the angels of God are going before you to prepare your way and behind you to be your rear guard. And the blessing of the Lord will be yours because you are his, because you are his child. And he loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. Receive this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Shalom. Amen.